Bob in Rhode Island's on the line is having some mystery electrical issues at their house. What's going on?
I gutted the whole house out and rewired. I had an electrician come in and rewire the whole house. And he finished up, and I'm putting the plug covers on, and I plugged something in, and it didn't work. So I plugged another plug. It didn't work. It went to another one. It didn't work. So I called him back. He came over, and he said, there must be a plug buried somewhere. There's got to be an outlet buried underneath the new plaster. My question is, how can I find it?
So this guy did all this wiring work, and he missed the fact that he put in a whole bunch of outlets that had no power?
Yeah, can you imagine he didn't test the power when he was done?
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This guy did not do his job, and he should be able to track this down for you.
Oh, yeah. He started tracking it, but he wanted to be paid for tracking it.
So he wanted to be paid for missing
it. Pay me more for my mistake.
Yeah, he wanted more money.
And you paid him for the rest of the work already.
Absolutely. I paid him for everything.
No. Well, it's not right. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you to track this down without specialized tools, I'll tell you that. It's kind of a matter of just taking each circuit and starting at the panel and then following the wires up to see where they go and trying to figure out where the disconnect is.
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated than that, because as I looked when he was explaining to me how he wired, I think it's pretty odd. He wired like a T, come up with the live, and he went from one box and then went left and then also went right from the same power source. I mean, that's kind of weird. Even being an amateur, I would do that.
Yeah. You might want to try tracking it from the sockets back. You may have better luck trying to figure out where the disconnect is. It sounds like he didn't hook something up, though. If he rewired these outlets and didn't figure out that they weren't hot to begin with, that's a real problem.
Oh, no, he didn't rewire. We rewired the whole house. I took out all the wire in the house.
You took all the wire in the house out?
Oh, yeah, he started from scratch. It's all brand new wire.
Well, how is it possible he missed this? That's what I'm not getting.
Neither am I.
So when he went in to do the wiring, were the walls open? Did you pull the drywall out, or what was the case?
Oh, yeah, yeah, gutted it. I totally ripped everything up. Just imagine an old house without any wood or
plaster. So this guy goes in, he wires the whole house, you put the drywall in, he comes back in to hook everything up, and he's got a bunch of outlets that have no power. This is his problem, okay?
Yeah.
So this is his problem.
Twice.
You shouldn't be paying him twice. He screwed this up, and he needs to come back and fix it. Or you're going to have to sue him or file a complaint against his license.
Or all
this
of the above.
This is his problem. This guy is incompetent, and you shouldn't be paying him to fix his blunders. You paid him to wire the whole house. He obviously blew it.
And an electrician is the last one you want doing, like, shortcuts and not great work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked when he expected to be paid the day he spent troubleshooting it.
Yeah, and he spent a day's troubleshooting and still hasn't figured it out?
Correct. He had his hands out. I said, what are you kidding me? I got to pay you for not doing it right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's your option. Now, if you don't want him to come back, then the other thing you could do is hire a different electrician, but then you're going to have to go after him for the costs.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but that's where you're at, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. That's nuts.
I know I messed up, but
I'd like to be paid for my mistakes. Is that okay? Ridiculous.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.